WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, I can hardly wait for it. They have read portions on TV, leaked others. Mary Trump, his niece, she knows what she's doing. She's a trained mental health expert and a family member who has all the info we need to read the book. We knew it. He was a phony, liar, crook, and other books have detailed it. But hers is the one. I really believe it'll change things. Of course, I've been hoping that for years. But anyway, she knows the daily dynamic, that family thing that created this monster. She tells it in detail. It's inescapable. Shrinks have guessed, but she knows. His father, a monster, had made it impossible for the little monster to ever satisfy him. The mother was absent. They sent the monster away as his psychopathy was evident from childhood. He has a reading problem, which would be sad for anyone else, but do not pity him. He mocks others with disabilities. This is why when he reads, he sounds out speeches like a four-year-old. He can't absorb the knowledge because he's trying to pronounce the words, so he can't retain it. He therefore knows nothing about nothing. He's ignorant, which is not the same as stupid. I ordered the hard copy, as I like to underline and go back, but I can't wait. I changed it to the Kindle, which is coming July 14th. He hates humiliation more than anything. A friend of mine who's a shrink notes this is what he can't handle. So he should be a total basket case these days. The book is out and about. God knows what he will do to retaliate. He wants kids back in schools which are not able to handle them. That's for starters. Anyone know where the nuclear button is these days? It can't happen fast enough. He has got to go. The book will be the final nail in the coffin. But you really can't end vampires because they keep popping up, don't they? Yay, Mary. Sorry you had to live through this familial hell, but thank you for your courage. Speaking of courage, that piece of garbage, Effer Carlson on Faux News, he had the gall to attack a real honest-to-God hero, Tammy Duckworth, who lost two legs fighting for you and me. He called her names. Really? He's still on the air. Why? Come on, sponsors, pull out, so to speak. End him. This no-lip, snotty kid with that pretentious bow tie needs to crawl back into the hole he came out from, and now. Oh, and the good news this morning, Supreme Court ruled against deranged Donnie. He is not immune from court-ordered things like, oh, taxes? And oh, yeah, New York has now started painting Black Lives Matters in huge yellow letters on Fifth Avenue in front of the hideous building from you-know-who. This is the final straw. Yay!
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.